As I rode up to the grey stone house, my heart warmed towards the man in his 40s that I saw standing before me, his black eyes watching me suspiciously. I felt sure we would be friends. "Mr. Heathcliff?" I asked. The man nodded. "Mr. Lockwood, sir, your new tenant at Thrushcross Grange." Mr. Heathcliff nodded again, and through his teeth said, "Come in." His words sounded more like "go away" than an invitation to enter his farmhouse, which sat solid and low against the hillside. "Joseph, take Mr. Lockwood's horse," he said. The thin servant who appeared had an expression that would make vinegar taste sweet in comparison.
"The Lord help us,"
he muttered, as he led my horse to the stable.